as you say, your family were very resilient.
Yes.
And you led a pretty charmed life. I mean, did you ever see any sort of, I mean, you said you saw the bombs, but can you remember ever seeing, you know, sort of actually people being killed?
No.
Any of that?
No, I didn't. We were very lucky, and we were lucky that bomb that fell in the Gower Street Hotel didn't explode. Also the incendiary bombs. But the funny thing is that my grandmother used to take us to church every Sunday. Now I don't go near a church. But she would take us to the Carmelite Church in Kensington Church Street was the Carmelites, and I became an altar boy there with the monks. Marvellous lot. And my grandmother would take us to a church in Soho Square, St. Patrick's. Sometimes, I suppose we went on the bus, I presume. She was a great walker, so we might have walked. And I do remember coming out of church, crossing Oxford Street to Tottenham Court Road, Lyons Corner House, because she used to buy us a Swiss roll. And all of a sudden, there was a terrible noise, and she said, "Children, come here." So the three of us got against the wall with her in front, and a German plane machine gunning the whole of Oxford Street right past us. And she didn't turn a hair.
Incredible.
Yes. A woman who had been out of Gibraltar, I know, because she had travelled only to the Canary Islands, because she said so, with her father, and probably travelled in Spain, but had never left Gibraltar as such. But she was remarkable. But by the time that we went to the underground, she was a wreck, an absolute wreck.
Tell me how, I mean, you may not know this, but how did you survive? Was your father sending money?
My father sent us money, and I think that's about it. My aunt, who was very beautiful and young, had to work, because women had to do a job, but she had never done anything in her life. So there were two blocks of flats in Notting Hill Gate, Bedford Walk Place, and next door she went as a housekeeper, just a daily, to a man who was the cartoonist for, I think it was, not sure whether it was the Daily Mirror. A huge gentleman, nice fellow, and he used to sign his cartoons Whoop, WWOP, and she house kept for him for a while, I think afterwards she said, but she'd never done anything.
And what about your mother? Did she have to work?
No, my mother didn't have, or my grandmother.
Because they were looking after you?
Yes. My grandmother, I think, was given linen keeper, I think, because I think I remember she used to give out the linen, because, of course, the linen was given by the government, I suppose. And, you know, she took the used linen, and then...
So somewhere there was a sense that even though you'd been evacuated to central London, the government was looking out for you, the British government. Do you think people...
No, yes. Oh, yes. They built a wooden dining room, which became like what one would call the village hall, although it wasn't a village, and people assembled there for meals. And then in the evening they had various functions, And when we had the lull, there was a lull of bombing for a while, people led quite ordinary lives. I mean, we went to picnics and went around.
How long were you there then?
Well, this is what I can't remember, because when the V2s started, that was very interesting. Again, with the church, because we were in the church, it was the Carmelites, I think it was called, and it was bombed when we were in it. My grandmother, again, you see this woman. We were in the pew, and there was a terrible noise, whistling noise, and she said, get under the bench. So we got under the bench, and by the time we came out of the bench, there was not much church left, but enough not to have killed us. And she just walked us home.
Maybe she didn't want to appear at all frightened in front of you. She was keeping it all in somehow.
That's why she had I think it was rather like a nervous breakdown, you know.
I'm not surprised.
Yes. I mean, she had been sort of bottling it up. She was an absolute wreck. And eventually, with the V2s, because you could stand and see them, they were fascinating. I mean, really, it is a fascinating thing. And you it stops, and then you think, oh, I wonder where it's going.
Is this the doodlebugs?
Yes. Now, the thing is that if you could see it, you knew it wasn't going to hit you. It's when you heard the stop and you couldn't see it that you thought, oh, is it coming? And that's when we were moved to Ireland by then.
Just going, one last thing about London.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Ireland, but it's very interesting too. So obviously you had a load of mates, did you? Did you have friends?
Well, there was a lad there which went to school with me. My mother had always been had a very strange idea that if I had friends, she had to vet not only the friend but the family. Unless it was family friends, you know, cousins and stuff. Anybody else, she wanted to know who they were. And this very nice Charles Borg was his name, or Borge, whose mother was a lovely lady, could hardly speak, actually. I mean, they were a lovely people. And she first had to see who the mother was. Mrs. Borge was a lovely lady. And Charles became my friend, so we used to walk to school and back again. She wouldn't let me join the Boy Scouts. Didn't believe in it. Or my sister, I think, eventually, because she went to the Sacred Heart Convent in Hammersmith.
Ah, oh, that's where Lillian went, who I spoke to last week.
Very possible, yes.
Yes. A lot of the Gibraltarians who were in hotels in Kensington High Street.
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
It's interesting.
That's right, she went to the my mother was, I think, very pleased. And then I had that friend. I remember having trouble with bullies, but I've never tolerated bullies. And I remember trying to push a bully's head through the railings until it got me off him, because otherwise his head would have gone through the railings, I believe. I was going to be bullied.
I was thinking about you, perhaps you and your friends, you know, for boys of your age,
yes.
The war must have been absolutely fascinating.
Yes, that's why. Yes. The fascinating is that you're standing there and you're seeing these aeroplanes fighting each other, and then you see this pilotless plane that comes along with a flame at the back. Then it stops, and there's a pause, and it's as if the whole world has stopped. The silence, extraordinary. And then it dives, and then you look to see where it's going to drop. It's fascinating.
And when do you hear the bang?
The bang is a very strange sound. It's like it sounds as if it's fallen into a sack. The sound is muffled. It's an extraordinary sound. And once the bang has happened, that's it. You move on to the next one. It's very strange. I was never frightened.
That's a really vivid description, actually. That's a great description of it.
It never frightened me.
Because you said you were never frightened, I mean, were you surprised then when other people were?
Worried.
Yes, as a child, I can imagine that. So you worried about your grandmother and your mother when you saw them?
Yes.